This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed that the government is giving a major push to build robust infrastructure in the country, with emphasis on labour-intensive sectors and MSMEs to generate employment opportunities and facilitate growth. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha this evening. The
finance minister: We are continuing our push in building infrastructure. Now, it's not just roads, it's not just national highways, it's also looking at waterways so that the cost of logistics in this country can come down. And states which are very much in the hinterland, not connected to any seaport, will have the advantage of moving goods faster at a lesser cost.
The finance minister had presented the union budget in parliament on the 1st of this month. Speaking in the lower house today, Ms. Sitharaman said in this year's budget, provision of more than 12 lakh crore rupees have been made for the public capital expenditure, which is 3.1% of GDP and 11.5% higher than the revised estimates for 2025-26. She emphasized that money will be spent to strengthen the country's infrastructure. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the BJP will move a privilege notice against Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the discussion on the Union Budget. The Minister was talking to reporters in Parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju accused the Congress leader of making useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Rijiju also criticised Mr. Gandhi for making allegations against Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri without giving any notice. Reacting to Rahul Gandhi's allegation on the India-US trade deal, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, while talking to media outside Parliament, assured that all decisions were taken, keeping in mind the welfare of farmers and their interests are secured. The no-confidence motion notice given by the Congress-led opposition parties seeking removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be considered in the second phase of the budget session. The second phase of budget session is scheduled to start from the 9th of March and will continue till the 2nd of April. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has identified certain shortcomings in the notice of no-confidence motion. According to Lok Sabha sources, in the notice, opposition parties had made references about the four incidents in February last year, and on the basis of it, the notice could have been rejected under the rules. However, Speaker Om Birla has directed the Secretariat to rectify the deficiencies in the notice and proceed in accordance with established procedures. He has also ordered prompt action in the matter as per the rules. The government has issued detailed guidelines on the observance of India's national song Vande Mataram, directing that all six stanzas of the official version must be rendered first whenever the national song and the national anthem are performed together. According to the Union Home Ministry, the full six-stanza version is to be sung or played on key state occasions, such as the arrival of the president, the unfurling of the national flag, and addresses by governors, among other formal events. Under these directions, the official version of the national song should also be played immediately before and after the president's address to the nation over All India Radio, Akashvani and television, and when the national flag is brought on parade. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today laid the foundation stone for an academic block and a girls' hostel at Indian Institute of Technology in New Delhi. In men's hockey, India began their 2025-26 FIH Pro League campaign with a 1-3 loss against Belgium at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela this evening. Nelson Onana, Thomas Krolls and Arno van Diesel scored the goals for Belgium, while Shilanand Lakra netted the lone goal for India. Now Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will clash against Argentina tomorrow. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing 197, England were 131 for 5 in 14 overs against the West Indies in a Group C match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Put into bat, the West Indies posted 196 for 6 in their 20 overs. Earlier this evening, Australia defeated Ireland by 67 runs in a Group B match in Colombo. And with that, we end this news bulletin.